until 11, Mitchell's Front Page on 94.7 The Pulse.
With me in the studio is Seniors Festival Officer Megan Fellow. How are you, Megan? Welcome.
Oh, great. Thanks, Mitchell. Good to see you again.
Yeah, good to have you back in the studio, probably for the last time, because it's getting down to the tail end of the festival now, isn't it?
It certainly is. We've got about a week and a half, 2 weeks to go.
Yeah, okay. So 21st, so most of the events have passed, but as you were saying earlier, there's still plenty on. But the last event is on October the 31st, is that right?
That's right, Mitchell. Yeah, that's Council of the Ageing Victoria, COTA, event on that day.
Yep. And what have been some of the standout events that have already passed that have been highlights before we then look at what people may have missed out on and what they can still get involved in?
There have been a vast array of events. I was lucky enough last week to get out and see a number of the event holders. I got out to the Geelong East Men's Shed. They had an open day on, just demonstrating the things that go on there. Out to a number of gardens that had open days. Fishing clubs. The Scottish group had an afternoon tea and some dancing, demonstrating their dancing. Bike ride mornings where people could go and join in a bike ride and have their bike checked out. And I also got to go out to a rocking hoedown out at Port Arlington, which was fantastic. They had a full house and they were having a fantastic time. And, another choir. I got to go and see the Bellarine Choir, so that was also very good.
Yeah, that's excellent. So there's been a vast array of events. There's been so many different types of events. And if you haven't got involved in the Seniors Festival so far, I guess we would encourage everyone to make sure you take advantage of these last events that are happening. So what are some of the final events, I guess, that are coming up over the next couple of weeks?
Oh, there's still heaps on. Lots of entertainment still. So on the entertainment side, we've got a couple of choirs on still. So I think we've got the Salvation Army Choir on, the Geelong U3A Choir Return. They weren't in the festival last year, they have been previously, and they have their Eternal Springtime concert on again. We also have another entertainment afternoon called the Step Back in Time Series 2, so they ran an event last year. And a different one that we've got this year is one called Let's Play Up, which is by a local play writer. And it's quite an intergenerational event, so they're encouraging families, children, also seniors to come along to that one.
Yeah, so there's a few musical events happening there.
There is, yeah. And the Melodeers are also playing at Bowen Soccer Club this Thursday. They're hosted by the Grovedale Senior Citizens Club, and they're always very popular.
Yeah, right, okay. What else is on?
I've still got lots of active type events on as well. So for those who enjoy getting out and about outside, we've still got a number of the On Your Bike series of rides. So they're on every Wednesday. This Wednesday, I think they're heading off to Bowen Heads for a ride. The recreational table tennis on out at Drysdale on Thursday. So they've already had one event, but they've got another one this week. Golf. So a couple of different lots of social golf, a social golf activity day on this Sunday, and that's the Dutch Club, the Rocket Club.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a lot of people that want to play golf or are interested, but I imagine it would be hard to get into it, you know, to crack it. So, that's a really good opportunity, isn't
that
it?
That is, and another good opportunity is Ballyang Par 3 have got an open day, a come try type day on, I think it's Thursday the 30th, their day's on, so that's a great one to look up. That's free, and they'll give you a little bit of assistance and point you in the right direction.
Yeah, that sounds
perfect
great.
Perfect opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's a really good opportunity for people to try and find things that they might be interested in and meet like-minded people and that sort of thing.
Sure. I mean, another example of that is a come try croquet day out at Drysdale. There's a come try bowls with the dinner as well, so that's a good one to try. And something quite leisurely is the Leopold Rail Trail Friendship Walk. That's been very popular the last few years.
And that is along the rail trail down there.
Yep. That's right.
And not a long walk. I mean, how physically taxing would it be?
I think they do actually walk a fair way, but I imagine that you have the choice to walk as far as you like. But obviously get in touch with organisers and they'll be able to give you a better idea about that.
Good advice. Speaking of that, are there still programs available or do people have to go online now to see the events if they haven't got one already?
I think you would find there are certainly programs still available at some of the venues, but not all of them. I still have some available in my office. So if people wanted to ring council, I can organise to get them a program. So that's 5272-5272.
Okay, so ring that number to get a program, or it's also on the Geelong Australia website.
That's right.
Yep, okay. So what else do we have?
Lots of opportunities still for people to find out information about different clubs and organisations and what they do in the community. So we've got this Thursday out at Drysdale, the Probus Club there are having a morning tea get together. So that's just to introduce people to the concept of what Probus is about.
Mm. Yep.
The other one that we've got on this week on the Thursday is the Money Matters for Seniors. Now, that's one that Centrelink has put together, but with a bit of a twist. In the past, it's just been Centrelink who have done presentations about pension and pensions and information about that. But this time, they've also got some other businesses have joined in with them who are going to give some information about what services they provide.
Okay, that's really, really helpful. So people may be going through, but they don't necessarily know about all the services that are available to them, and this can help them find that out.
Yep. That's exactly right.
Excellent.
Another really interesting one that we have is the introduction to volunteering, because a lot of people are wanting to volunteer, but not they don't know how to go about it. So this is run by Volunteering Geelong, and they'll go through the whole range of volunteering opportunities that there are, because sometimes it's not about a long-term commitment. It might just be for a special event, that type of thing. So there's lots of different opportunities.
Yeah, absolutely. Anything else that's on?
Sure, there's another expo, I suppose you'd call it, all about hearing loss. So that's for anyone who's suffering hearing loss or who has a family member who's suffering hearing loss. There's lots of information there. So not only about the whole process, but also about what can be done about it and what assistance is available.
Mm, that's really, really important. Yeah.
Absolutely.
And I suppose even if you don't think you're having a problem, you may just never know because you know, they have to test all the different frequencies and that sort of thing, and you may be missing out on some sounds. Yep, absolutely.
Absolutely. Another good one that may be of interest to people is one that's called Housing Options and Avoiding Scams. So that's a lot of information because, you know, some people are struggling in those areas. So that may be one that might be of interest.
Yeah, I think that's probably good for everyone. You've got to get those sort of tips up to make sure that people understand, and then you won't fall for a scam, hopefully.
That's right. And there's also a number of the Bellarine Produce Orchard Walk and Talk. That's on next weekend.
Yes.
You need to book for that one, but that's just that they're doing some nice walks through the blueberry and strawberry orchard, and then there's also the opportunity to talk to local food producers and find out a little bit more about that.
Excellent, yes.
And the other thing that we still have, of course, is all our exhibitions. Most of those are still running. So we've got the Seniors Art Festival at the Shearer's Arms Gallery. That's still running. The Sculptors Exhibition, which is called In the Lion's Den, which is on at City Hall, and that's on that's still on at the moment. And the other one that it will be on the weekend is at Osborne House. So it's recall what it's called, but it's an exhibition of all sorts of artifacts from around the world, and a lot of those are actually from a private collection, so it's a great opportunity to see something that you wouldn't ordinarily get the chance to see.
Mm, yep, really, really good. Anything else to wrap up?
Oh, probably the big one, I suppose, to finish off with is the one we were talking about earlier, the event by COTA on Friday the 31st, because they're undertaking a project to transform Victoria into a world first age-friendly state. And so they're wanting input from all sorts of people who, from seniors in particular, about what it is, what that means and what that looks like. So
yeah, I guess everyone has a different image of what an age-friendly state would look like.
Absolutely. So I'd encourage people to get along to that one if they want to have some input into that.
Yeah, that's really, really important. Anything else?
Well, we still have the engineered coffee breaks. That's on a Wednesday, and that's for the whole month. And also the camera club having their days where they can help people with their cameras. That's on a Thursday. Those two things are also at Osborne House. And another big one that I don't know that I've mentioned before is the Cryo Bay Cruise. So that's on Thursday the 30th. And It's a little bit more expensive than a lot of our things because it's $50. But for that, you get to cruise on the bay for 4 hours. You get your entertainment. You get lunch. So I think it'll be a beautiful day out on the bay.
What boat is that on? Do we know?
I think it's on the Hygeia.
Ah, yes. Interesting boat there, yeah. Yep. All right, excellent. Well, thank you so much for coming in. It's been really good to have you into the studio and hear about some of these great events that we've got. And could you just tell us once again how people can get a hold of the program if they still haven't got one yet?
Well, hopefully there's still some available at customer service centres, council customer service centres, swim, sport and leisure centres, or perhaps call council on 5272 5272, and they can refer you on to us. The other option is also to look on council's website,
which is geelongaustralia.com.au.
That's right.
Well, thank you so much, Megan.
Thanks for your time.
Megan Fellow there, Seniors Festival Officer, talking about the great events that are continuing to happen for the remainder of October. So if you haven't done anything for the Seniors Festival yet, make sure you get involved with some of these great events, because there really is something to suit everyone. It is 28 minutes to 10 on Geelong's 94.7 The Pulse. Still ahead, we've got Trent talking technology, and we want to talk about this Pulse event, which is coming up on Saturday.